In Mexico, authorities have captured Benjamin Arellano Felix, the alleged leader of a major drug cartel. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says it believes the captured man's brother, also accused of large-scale narcotics trafficking, is dead. U.S. officials say the brothers led one of the most brutal cartels ever to run drugs between the U.S. and Mexico. They say putting them out of action represents a major triumph for drug enforcement officials. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Benjamin and Ramon Arellano Felix reigned over the border between Mexico and California. They were brutal outlaws who paid massive bribes to officials and assassinated anyone they wanted out of the way. DEA Special Agent Donald Thornhill Jr. says getting the Arellano Felix brothers was top priority for the last 7 years. But agents often couldn't act on tips because their sources would get murdered by Arellano Felix gang members.
They had such a presence as far as their intimidation tactics and the terror, it was very hard to get people to cooperate with us.
In fact, authorities finally caught Ramon Arellano Felix almost by chance. Last month, police officers in the Pacific city of Mazatlan stopped a car. Inside, men armed to the teeth began shooting. The gun battle left a man dead. Authorities believe that man to be Ramon. Later, the body mysteriously disappeared from a funeral home. Officials are running DNA tests on blood from the crime scene in order to confirm the identity of the corpse. Special Agent Thornhill says they're almost sure it was Ramon Arellano Felix.
Conspiracy theorists are probably speculating on Ramon still being alive and well, and that this is all a lot of smoke and mirrors. But we're convinced that he is dead, and that this is a very good thing for not only the United States and Mexico, but for law enforcement.
U.S. and Mexican authorities believe evidence they found this weekend almost surely confirms Ramon's death. Soldiers in the southern city of Puebla raided the house of Benjamin Arellano Felix. There they found candles burning on an altar with pictures of Ramon. Benjamin was arrested and taken to a safe house in Mexico City. Now that both Arellano Felix brothers are out of business, law enforcement officials hope to gain more control of the border. But Sam Quiñones, journalist and author of True Tales from Another Mexico, says the influence these gangsters have on the culture of Northwest Mexico is indelible. In some poor, rural places, the drug business is the only business. And that means traffickers are a lifeline for otherwise destitute farmers, Quiñones says.
These guys have been the heroes. The narco-trafficantes have been the great heroes. Why? Because they provided not only a real avenue to economic power, and wealth and progress, but also they become very glitzy, they become very romantic. No one expects a narcotraficante to live too long. No one really cares. Whether they really want to do is live kind of this wild, wonderful life while they've got it and die young.
The drug culture is so ingrained that there is a patron saint of narcotrafficking. In the state of Sinaloa, a statue of the infamous bandit Jesus Malverde is supposed to light the way for drug smugglers who pay alms to him. That, and of course the billions of dollars to be made from transporting drugs, make it likely that the decapitation of this drug cartel will only cause more violence, Quiñones says.
When you knock off the heads, what happens is all these former soldiers of the Tijuana cartel, who once were kind of under the orders of the Arellano Felix, now are running around with no one to give them orders and no one to obey. They kind of freelance. They begin to start doing their own thing. You just have really rampant bloodshed for a while.
Quiñones says eventually other kings will rise to take the place of the Arellano Felix brothers. And DEA officials admit that the drug market will thrive as long as Americans have an insatiable appetite for cocaine, heroin, and opium. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.